You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rob Brown Show! Back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. The final hour of the show before week one kicks off tonight. 5:30 p.m. Boise State. On the road, down in Tampa at Raymond James Stadium, where the USF Bulls await. We got the Broncos and the Bulls this evening. That'll get us kicked off. And then after that, we got a slate of games. Granted, not a lot of great contests, but like, as I said last Saturday, I'll take bad football over no football at all. Boise State, South Florida. 30 minutes later, Ohio at Rutgers, Lafayette at Bowling Green, ECU and NC State. That fires up at 7 o'clock. Also at 7 o'clock, Jacksonville State at UCF, Delaware State at Delaware. Rivalry game, St. Francis at UL Monroe, and Wyoming at Akron. I actually may tune in for a few minutes of Wyoming-Akron. That game could get interesting. Wyoming a 5.5-point favorite. 7:30 p.m., the Mizzou Tigers of the Southeastern Conference will get their season off and running when Mizzou hosts Central Arkansas. Elon, is it Duke? I have asked the question many times. Did the Duke Blue Devils win 9 games last year because Manny Diaz got his rear end handed to him in his last head coaching job and he learned some lessons and he coached them to 9 wins last year? Or did the Duke Blue Devils win 9 games last year because Mike Elko was the best coach that the Blue Devils have had since Spurrier left 100 years ago? And he left the cupboard stocked. I don't know. Maybe we get a look tonight. Duke is favored by 34.5 points. So also maybe not. UT Martin at Okie State at 7:30. 30 minutes later, Buffalo is at Minnesota. PJ Fleck and the boys in Minnesota, the Golden Gophers. They'll try to roll the boat tonight, eh? Don't you know? Stephen F. Austin at Houston at 8 o'clock, 8:30, Alabama State at UAB. That's a fun little rivalry game. I know it's not going to mean a whole heck of a lot to a whole heck of a lot of people, but as somebody who used to broadcast across Mobile, Pascagoula, et cetera, down in South Alabama, UAB versus Alabama State, fun little rivalry game. Miami, Ohio at Wisconsin at 9 o'clock, Camp Randall. That's what they 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you should move, because what the heck was that? What did
my voice broke?
Sounds like a bad version of the Jaws theme.
Nah, jump around, man. House of Pain, just a real bad version of it.
Okay,
that's why I stick to Taylor Swift on karaoke night. That's where the talent is. Wisconsin hosted Miami of Ohio. They are 17.5-point favorites at 9 o'clock, and then we get a 10 o'clock left coast kick when Stony Brook takes on San Diego State to wrap up the evening. That's before we move to a fistful of games tomorrow evening, Friday Night Football. Really two tomorrow that are interesting. One of them, Georgia Tech at the Colorado Buffaloes. That's one that a couple of years ago, we would have all said, who the hell cares about the Ramblin' Wreck at Ralphie's? I do. I do now with Brent Key. I do now with Jamal Haynes and Haynes King and the Georgia Tech Ramblin' Wreck, who, by the way, we had Denton Day on the show yesterday from the College Football Overtime show on Sirius XM. Denton said, Rob Brown, you know ball. I like Georgia Tech to do some stuff too this year. And then, of course, Neon Deion Primetime Sanders trying to prove that it really is about Colorado. It's not, what about Shador Sanders? What about Travis Hunter? It's about the Colorado Fighting Buffaloes. They'll get their first test right out of the gate, that game on ESPN. And then, of course, we all roll into Saturday, Texas, Ohio State batting leadoff. Now, I'm going to play a couple of clips real quick from Greg McElroy. And then I want to get Lonzo's thought and reaction, because over the past couple of days, I have found that great one, there's a little bit of doubt creeping in about the reigning defending. There's a little doubt creeping in about the Buckeyes, and it ain't just about Julian it ain't just about Julian Super Saiyan at quarterback. It's about the team at large. And Greg McElroy, former Alabama quarterback turned ESPN college football talking head, he had a couple of thoughts on this. Here is why Greg McElroy is down and at on Ohio State defending his champs. Thanks, Greeny, for adding nothing. The coordinator thing, great one. The coordinator thing is, without a doubt, of everything McElroy said, that's the one thing that's given me pause. Now, let me be very clear. I picked Ohio State to win at the crib. And that has nothing to do with Lonzo. I picked Ohio State to win at the crib. I think the monkey's off the back of Ryan Day, and I trust Ryan Day more than I trust Steve Sarkisian. Here's the only thing. If Ohio State is going to win this game, Lonzo, you don't have to get out to an early lead. You just got to make sure that you're either in a good lead in the fourth or it's a very tight game. Because if you can make it a tight game, I think Steve Sarkisian kind of buckles a little bit. And you got to wonder about the pressure on Arch Manning. Is he, ain't he, him? We'll find out. I got the Buckeyes winning, but I do think losing both coordinators, especially when you get into the meat and taters of the Big Ten, that's where I start to have questions.
All right, the coordinators thing doesn't bother me until they play Penn State, and that should be interesting. But for right now, they still have the same players that they would have had if Jim Knowles was there. They didn't change the scheme or anything. So maybe a couple years down the line, that becomes a factor. As far as offense goes, I still maintain that somewhere near the end of the season, Ryan Day took over play calling again. And that's the reason why Chip went to the NFL, because he was so happy to not be a head coach anymore. And then he bolted really quick for the NFL after the season was over. And there was a point where the offense for the Ohio State Buckeyes changed. And I think it's Ryan Day took back over. So I'm not worried about that. I still say that Julian Saiyan is the biggest question for the whole thing. How he plays will have something to do with whether they win or they lose.
I agree with everything you just said. Let me take that back. You floated that conspiracy theory about Chip Kelly, Ryan Day play calling last year. And the longer the Buckeyes, the deeper the Buckeyes went into the college football playoff on their way to a national championship, the more I kind of came around on it, to be honest with you. It wasn't like a dramatic scheme shift, but you did start running a little bit more power. It stopped being like a wide-ass open offense.
After Michigan, yeah. I think Chip Kelly was just there to relay the plays.
My takeaway that kind of led me in that direction was, I very vividly remember, and I don't remember if it was after Michigan or if it was earlier in the year, but great one, I was yelling at your football team, How do you have Judkins and Henderson and you're throwing the ball 40 times a game, right? In fact, I remember very vividly last year saying at one point, do you know whose offense Ohio State should look like this year? Michigan's from the year before. They didn't ask J.J. McCarthy to do anything. We need you to hand it off to Blake Corum 40 times a game. We're going to have you throw it like 14 to 17 times a game. We are going to ask you to throw a big ball like one or two times per game. Do that. You have got two absolute electric factories back there in the running back spot. You guys should be running the ball 55 times a game. And once we got into the playoffs, that, not exclusively, but it kind of felt like that started to become the mentality for Ohio State. And I kind of bought into Lonzo's conspiracy theory there. Here's the thing that I find interesting about this game against the mighty Longhorns of Texas. We have talked at length about what that team is going to look like over in the SEC, and I have pointed out a number of times in the SEC that when it comes to the Texas Longhorns, their big problem is obviously on the offensive side of the ball, where they've lost, eight starters, I think, off the offensive side of the football from a team that was averaging 41 a game or whatever dumb number it was last year. You are bringing back the right guard, the right tackle, one wide receiver. Everybody else, including your quarterback and Arch Manning, is new. And while I have seen a lot of folks, and we've had this discussion many times, we don't have to get into it here, just making the assumption that Arch Manning is going to be football Jesus here to resurrect the Texas Longhorns into the national championship game, I think it's fair to have questions about Arch, just like it's fair to have questions about Julian Sain. You're looking at a pair of guys who are both QB1 officially and solely for the first time at their respective schools, that both had some but limited, although Arch had more, some but limited play last year going into this season. I think it's fair to ask a lot of questions about this game. As far as the defense goes, and this is where it is interesting to me, this Texas Longhorn team is bringing back three starting linebackers and two starting defensive backs from a team that was, I'm not going to say four plays away or one drive away, from a team that was a game away from the national championship game last year. The one thing that has me quite nervous about this game for the Buckeyes, because obviously the home field advantage is going to be there for Ohio State. The vibes are high coming off of a natty. Yes, you lost both coordinators. I am 67.359% bought into Lonzo's conspiracy theory that Ryan Day took over the play calling down the stretch last year, and that's why they ended up where they were. I'm good with all that. I think the thing that makes me apprehensive is not Julian Sain in and of himself, because the entire take for me this whole time has been Nick Saban, although some of you are not Jalen Milroe lovers and you disagree because of him. I do not. By the way, Jason Milroe looked pretty good in the preseason too. Not great, but pretty good. So I don't think he counts in this. Did Nick Saban miss at quarterback? Like, really? Go all the way back to, what was it, 2007 when he started at Alabama? Did Nick Saban miss at quarterback? I don't think you can say yes. I think just about every dude he had come through the University of Alabama was pretty good. And so if he didn't miss a quarterback, so, and Julian Sain was his guy.
You go throw Tua in there. I mean, yeah,
yes.
I know he won a national championship, but he didn't do all the work to get there.
What do you mean he didn't do all the work to get there?
He just came in, you know, and helped at the end of a game.
Yeah, and then how'd it go for him after that? Tua Tagovailoa was a good college football quarterback. Has not been a good NFL quarterback. Actually, not even a bad NFL quarterback. He's just gotten his head scrambled just a little bit But Tua Tagovailoa was not. I know there was the controversy with him and Jalen Hurts and switching back and forth and all that. At the end of the day,
all right. The dude was pretty good. As far as picking quarterbacks go, you're just strictly going with their college career.
No. Okay. Like we're talking college ball. I'm going with guys that Nick Saban brought in to quarterback at the University of Alabama. I'm talking about a Tua Tagovailoa who was in and won the 2017 title game. 2018, oh, by the way, he was the MVP of that game, was a Maxwell Award winner, was a Walter Camp Award winner, was a Sporting News College Football Player of the Year in 2018, Consensus All-American in 2018, SEC Offensive Player of the Year in 2018, First Team All-SEC 2018, and Second Team All-SEC in 2019 before he went to the show.
Overrated.
No, he was not. So, the point here is, Nick Saban did not miss at quarterback during his time in Tuscaloosa. And if he did not miss, and Julian Sain was his guy before he headed off to go take care of the house for Miss Terry, I'm going to believe Julian Sain's a good quarterback. Question is, can Ryan Day get him in the Buckeye offense where he needs to be, A? And B, what does Texas do on defense to mess with him? When they have all three linebackers coming back, when they run primarily on defense, if they're going to do what they did last year, they run a 3-3 that's not, right? They're going to run three down linemen. They're going to run edge. They're going to run nose tackle. They're going to run edge. But they also have, and we talked about like the star position where you have a guy who's kind of a hybrid linebacker defensive back. Texas has a star position, kind of a hybrid defensive back linebacker, but they also have a true edge rusher in that they're going to have three down linemen and they're going to have a guy who sometimes lines up on the left, sometimes lines up on the right, sometimes it'll be on a balance, sometimes it'll be on a tilt one side or the other. And they're going to have a star back there that is capable of stepping up to play backer, capable of blitzing, capable of dropping into coverage. The point that I'm making here is the one thing that I am nervous about for Ohio State on Saturday is not just that Julian Sain has to make start number one and has to make start number one against Texas in the, you know, out of the gate. It is also that because of the athletes that has that Texas has on that side of the ball, including five of the seven guys that will be playing in the second and third level of the defense, and because of the fact that they have an edge rusher who will be in a different spot every time you run a formation, and a star player who will sometimes line up as a linebacker, sometimes as a DB, sometimes he'll come up from the defensive back, sometimes he'll drop back from the linebacker, sometimes he'll come at you from the linebacker, sometimes he'll come at you from the DB. They have the opportunity to throw 1,000 different looks against any individual play against Julian Sain. Can he process? Can he react? Can he respond? If the answer is yes, Buckeyes win at the crib. If the answer is no, Texas takes step one towards a national championship. All right, when we come back, I got a few more stories I want to get. We'll talk some more college football. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It is the Fan Upstate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Welcome back to the Fight Club. Time to talk a little bit wrestling and maybe some MMA, maybe some luxury liner fights over chicken tenders. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Holy crap, did I see that?
Yeah, that was amazing.
Oh, those were some damn good chicken tenders, bro.
I don't know if Dom Mysterio was involved, but he should have been.
From what I have heard, for the record, from what I've heard, Carnival's a psychopath cruise line, but the chicken tenders slap. From what I've heard, the chicken tenders actually slap on Carnival.
Okay, well, someone probably got slapped with the chicken tender then. All right, big WWE PLE coming up Sunday. Counter to college football. It comes on at the same time as, well, it comes on an hour earlier than South Carolina and Virginia Tech at 2 p.m. on Saturday, which is, or on Sunday rather, which is 7 p.m., in France, clash in Paris. I wish it was underneath the Eiffel Tower with the ring right underneath the Eiffel Tower, but it is not not in a castle either. I'm sure they still have castles in France somewhere. All right, let us get to the matches. The matches for this thing and not it. I don't know. A couple of them are good. The rest, there's only, let's see, five matches, which I guess is probably on par for a single day PLE lately. Let's start with Becky Lynch versus Nikki Bella for the Intercontinental Championship match. Two tired old people with tired gimmicks. Probably go over pretty well in France. Worst friend of the show, Bailey. I know she's having some problems. I know she's having to work through her promos. She's hearing voices. I don't know if her voices and Randy Orton's voices talk together. They could. They may yell at each other. I don't know. Ding dong, hello. Becky Lynch versus Nikki Bella. Rob, who you got?
Becky Lynch. Listen, you can hate. That's fine. Becky still, I got to go back to the man gimmick. I'm going to stay on that forever. However, they're not going to put Nikki Bella over Becky Lynch right now. They're just not.
Why not? I mean, you bring Nikki Bella back, who was just as big of a star back in her day. I mean, Total Divas had a lot to do with her. I may have watched like part of like three or four episodes, but you know, it wasn't. I'm not a part of the demographic that it was going after, and I think it was very effective. And as she pointed out in her promo, without her, Becky Lynch probably wouldn't exist. And let's face it, Becky Lynch is the least of the four horsewomen. And I'm going to go with Nikki Bella. I think it's going to be a shock. I think Nikki Bella is going to win this match. All right, Sheamus versus Rusev. This is probably a replacement match because of Naomi's injury. And I'm a little disappointed in the WWE that they didn't go ahead and replace Naomi with somebody else so Stephanie Vaquer could wrestle and win the title.
I do not think that they want to put Stephanie into just a like, here's the belt. It's just you now. Like, I think they want to give her a story. I think as Stephanie Vaquer has kind of gotten to the point where she has become a phenomenon for obvious reasons, to start getting people that maybe aren't wrestling fans to pay a bit of attention, I think you want to give her something more entertaining than clearly we are putting the belt on you because we just don't have anybody else in this spot. That being said, Rusev v. Sheamus, this match is going to hit, and it's going to hit hard. Two big meaty men slapping meat. Rusev Machka.
If you are a fan of wrestling and you want wrestling to look as real as it can get, Sheamus versus Rusev, not only is it a match, but it's a good old-fashioned Donnybrook match, which means Sheamus and Rusev with weapons in Paris. Is there a weapon from that's a signature weapon of France?
A stale baguette.
I'm
calling the shot. At some point, Sheamus will hit Rusev with a baguette.
And hopefully Rusev will reply with a croissant.
Croissant. That's too small. That's like the brass knuckles.
You can throw it at him. You can hit him in the eye with it. Or you can like jam it in his ear. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things you could do with a croissant. All right. Roman Reigns versus Bronson Reed. Roman Reigns did a killer promo the other day. And he actually addressed, I was waiting for the entire time.
I want my gosh dang shoes back, you
daddy,
jackass.
Daddy wants his shoes back.
I want my shoes back.
It's a fun, the whole promo is going, I'm like, dude, you got to ask for your shoes at some point. You got to point out that you're going to get your shoes back. And you may think, wow, has Roman Reigns' star fallen that he's going up against Bronson Reed? No, this is about building up Bronson Reed. It's also about building up Roman Reigns, the baby face. I don't think he gets his shoes back. I don't. I think this is a regular match, so DQ's come into play. I think either Roman wins by DQ or the match is a no contest, but I do not believe for a second he's getting his shoes back. The Shoe LaFalla is just starting to build as a legend.
I need my guy coming out. I need Bronson Reed coming out at WrestleMania with like 90 Jordans tied around his neck. That's what I need. No, Roman Reigns. And this is one spot where, unfortunately, I have been spoiled a little bit. I don't really bet on WWE. I could and I should. I'd probably make a gazillion dollars. But I don't really bet on WWE. That being said, sometimes a number jumps off the page and it ends up in my social media feed. This one did yesterday. Roman Reigns is like minus 2,000 to win this match. This one's already out of the bag.
All right. Steven on the stream says he can attest that Paris actually has castles because he was there in June and he saw some Paris castles. So that's good to know. So they could have actually did this in a castle. All right. Probably what will be it's going to be the main event. Seth Rollins versus Jey Uso versus LA Knight versus CM Punk for the World Heavyweight Championship match. They're not taking this away from Seth. Seth's winning this match.
I agree. I think it'd be awesome if they went Swerve and put the belt on my guy, L.A. Knight. Yeah!
Never going to win a belt. He's never going to win the major.
I don't know.
He's just not.
I agree with you. I just think that's really dumb. That being said, you are working your way towards your Punk v. Rollins match at, I don't know if it's WrestleMania. I don't know if it's whatever, Royal Rumble,
it's
wherever.
WrestlePalooza, of course.
WrestlePalooza. I don't know where it's going to be, but that is obviously the story we are telling here. It is not that Seth wins. It's how Seth wins.
All right. You sent me a picture, but I had already seen it of the silhouette of Cody Rhodes with the hair. I think it's going to look stupid. I get that it's part of the character.
It's a Street Fighter movie. Of course it's going to be dumb. I can't wait.
I want the hair to look natural. That's the thing. If they can somehow make it look natural, I'll be okay. But I don't know. I'm a little concerned about that. All right. I looked it up, and I don't know what OLBG.com is, but I guess they are one of the places that actually will take odds for wrestling. And it's who will be Cena's last match.
I didn't even think. I just immediately clicked that into the browser. I'm like, what if Alonzo's screwing with me here?
Did you get the letters right?
OLBG.com?
Yeah, because, I mean, you could turn those around and you might end up somewhere else.
But it brought me to like a bunch of like advertisements for games and
stuff.
All right,
unofficial odds for Cena's last match opponent, according to OLBG.com. They are Cody Rhodes, 1-2. Is it what that slash mark means? 1-2?
Yeah.
One to two. Drew McIntyre, 3-1. Seth Rollins, 7-2. CM Punk, 7-2. Braun Breaker, 6-1. And Roman Reigns, 8-1. We're closing in on this. Before we know it, we'll be there. Who do you think his last match is going to be?
I don't know, man. I mean, you already did a match with Cody. And even though the story of how we got there was dumber than hell, it was a 5-star. I mean, it was a great match. Like, it was the most...
Cena's best match in a decade.
In years. Yeah. I completely agree. That match with Cody Rhodes was an absolute banger of a match. Again, wasted a phenomenal story to get there, but a great match nonetheless. The question mark is, what's the write-up to a story that puts them back into the ring together again? Is it Cena gets 18 and then so that he is like clear in a way? Is it Cena gets 18 and he goes, you know, I'm either taking it, well, not taking it with me, I'm either leaving it in the ring or somebody's taking it off of me, and Cody goes, I'm the guy, or Cena tells Cody, you're the guy, but you have to prove it. I don't know how you
there's
get
a name
there.
Not on the list. Did you notice the name that's not on the list?
Nikki Bella.
Brock Lesnar's not on the list.
Yeah, but I mean, that's his next match. They're not ending it with him. Unless they do a Brock literally kills John Cena angle. But we know when he's ending, right? Like, we know when it
is. I'm going to go with Brock Lesnar because he's not on the list. So if you were betting, since he's not on the list, that means the odds would be way up. That means I would make more money, right?
No, it means there are no odds. It means nobody's taking that bet because it's not a thing. That's what it means. Unless there are odds listed, you can't bet on it. Unless the site just does it.
I went to an article. I didn't go to the actual site.
Yeah, but if Brock Lesnar was on that list, they would have thrown it on there.
Well, they obviously don't believe that he would be the last match.
Yeah, because
he's not going to be the next match. By the way, we skipped that match for some reason, John Cena versus Logan Paul.
Yeah, because it's stupid, and John Cena's going to be like -40,000-1.
I don't think it's dumb. The crowd is supposed to be really good in France, and you've got the biggest babyface, sorry, Cody, versus the biggest heel in Logan Paul. I mean, it's going to be, crowd-wise, it's going to be a lot of fun. And if Cena can wrestle the way he did last time out, it's going to be a good match because, let's face it, Logan Paul can wrestle. So we'll see. All right, one last thing. Chris Jericho, rumors out there, he's coming to the WWE. Do you want to see that happen?
As a farewell,
because there are
sure.
some people posting that would be John Cena's final match.
I think it'd be both of their final match, right? Like it'd be a dual farewell. But my question is, and this is
it's like signing the Legends contract to come back and wrestle one time.
Yeah,
one more match. I guess.
Yeah, the old one more match 17 times. I don't know is the answer. Here's the only question I have there. Scratch that. It will not be Jericho. And the reason why is, and he's made it very clear over the years, John Cena is absolutely a believer of, you put over the next generation when you leave. Like, you, whoever it is, you put the next guy over on the way out.
He already did that with Cody. He doesn't have to do that again.
But then he would leave, right? Like, he's not, I don't think he's going to go, last match, I'm going to put the rub on Chris Jericho on the way out, unless WWE is going to have Jericho sticking around long term. But can we keep it a buck? And I say this as somebody who has loved Chris Jericho for literally decades now. Chris, keep your shirt on when you wrestle, big guy. Like, you're not that guy anymore. Don't get me wrong, you look better than I do, and I'm 40 and you're 70.
It's the indent thing. It's kind of weird.
No, it's just that Chris Jericho is very clearly old now, and that's okay.
I believe he's older than me, but yeah.
Exactly. I mean, he looks great for what he is, but you can't throw him into a ring with the primetime, you know, primetime players.
All right,
or all
right. Joe says that Cody's not the next generation, but he is, because wrestlers are wrestling into their 50s, which would mean that Cody at 40 is in his prime.
Yeah, but I also think it goes to the something that I've complained about with this company for a very long time, which is they're doing an abject, terrible job at stock in the cupboard moving forward. It's just the same handful of dudes on rotation for years at a time.
You haven't watched NXT, I guess.
Yeah, fine. NXT, great. Where are they, and what keeps happening with NXT guys when they get called up? They show up, they look great for 2 weeks, and then they get sent to catering consistently for years now. I want NXT guys to show up. I hope Trick Williams shows up and looks like a dog because he deserves it. But
I think the biggest question in this entire thing is, will Rob remember next week?
In fairness, I had it on a Google Calendar alert, and then I just... What are you talking about? I hyped this all show long, as I do every Thursday. Back after this, the Rob Brown Show is on the Fan Upstate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Yeah, I wish I would have been a college football player sometimes, you know? Chipotle? You a Chipotle guy, though? I'm a Chipotle guy. You a Chipotle guy?
It's a lot of work.
It is.
Yeah, so, and someone else who we used to work with ate there every day. And so if I go there, it reminds me of that person. So, yeah. But in the end, it's a lot of work, a lot of decisions that have to be made.
Yeah, but when they get it right, man.
Yeah, but it's not about them getting it right. It's about you getting it right because you decide what you want on what, right?
Yeah. I'm a big Chipotle guy.
So you can't blame them. It's your fault for not mixing things together right.
Chipotle has announced that students at Florida, Georgia, and Ohio State. Student athletes at Ohio State, Florida, and Georgia will receive free Chipotle for the duration of the school year. The Mexican Grill restaurant chain, according to the Daily Mail, is handing every athlete at the three colleges in question customized cards, which entitle them to one free entree per day for 15 weeks over the course of the season. Ohio State University students were already offered the luxury last year, with Chipotle now extending the partnership. What is happening to me? The partnership,
it's one word,
to include two more elite athletic programs in Florida and Georgia. It is believed the initiatives will help nearly 2,000 college athletes benefit from NIL, end quote. First and foremost, I don't know if you know how much college kids eat. Chipotle might go bankrupt.
What does Chipotle get out of this, though?
Probably a lot of athletes having their pictures taken eating and in Chipotles. Like, it is one thing to say we're going to hand it to everybody. It's another thing to go, here's the deal, man. We're going to give you a free Chipotle, whatever you want, every single day. But the deal is, if you come in to get it, Julian's saying, we get to take a picture of you eating in Chipotle. Are you good with that? That's my guess. We'll see what happens. Hey, here's another fun college football story that I'm real interested in. Nebraska, I've already told you, going to put a bet down on the Huskers at 7-1, 7-1 to make it into the college football playoffs this year. If there is a dark horse team out of the Big Ten, it's the Huskers to me. I also know that a good chunk of the reason is going to be because their home field advantage is about to get a boost. Nebraska has become one of the most recent schools, along, hilariously enough, with Army, that will serve alcohol at their home football games. Athletic Director Troy Dannon said that last season they would serve beer this season in Lincoln, Nebraska. That stadium holds just over 80,000 people. They are ordering 121,000 tall boy beers per game. That is an average of three-ish beers per drinking person in the stadium.
Is that a name brand or is that a size of the...
Tall Boy is a tall can. It's usually 16 ounces of brewski. So it's like a beer and a quarter of your regular beer.
Why don't they call it Tall Man?
I don't know. I wasn't there when they named it. They didn't ask me as the beer czar, which I should be. If that was a real thing, I would 100% nominate me to get it. 121,000 cold tall boys. Their athletic director made a promise that the team would not run out of beer during home football games, which is a thing that has happened, but it usually predominantly happens at places that have a reputation, like LSU. Happens all the time. 85,458 fans. Of that, it is estimated that 8,500 of that number are students. And so they're saying they take that out. That's 77,000 fans that can drink a beer. Then you assume that, let's say, 80% of those fans are drinking age. And then if you assume that, let's say, around 60% of those will drink a beer at the game, that is around 37,000 fans in that building who will be willing to drink at least one alcoholic beverage at the game. That means per drinking fan, if my numbers are, let's just say, close to reality, that is around an average of 3.27 beers per person before alcohol sales are cut off at the end of the third quarter. I'm going to keep it a buck. I can pull my weight. I do one in the pregame while the boys are out there stretching. I do one in the first quarter, one in the second quarter, one in the third quarter. I'm in a good spot there. Now, according to Nebraska, they have not released if seltzers are included in this. However, this does include non-tall boys as well. So a good chunk of those will be regular 12-ounce beers. But we'll see how that plays out. 121,000 beers. I have to assume the folks up there in Lincoln, Nebraska, are going to take that as a personal challenge. I'll keep it a buck. I would. I would 1,000. I am getting my 3.27, and I'm going to try to get to 5 just to help out somebody else hit their quota. That sounds like a personal challenge, and I respect the crap out of it.
All right, time to look at what is X-ing, and Rob Brown will tell us why. The first thing that's X-ing is Fox.
Fox is X-ing. I did see this. Fox is X-ing because Fox has reached a short-term deal with the Big Ten to keep their football games on YouTube TV and the other outlets they have had contractual issues with.
It's not just the Big Ten. It's college football.
But yeah, I mean, that's the home of the Big Ten, so it's primarily the Big Ten. That's good. That's good for football fans. This was one of those spots that you kind of go, you know, I understand we're talking about billions and billions of dollars, but like, there's nothing worse than when the American people get screwed over because some suits can't get enough zeros in their bonus check at the end of every month.
I don't think that's exclusive to America. All right, the next thing that's X-ing is Jared Goff.
I do not know why Jared Goff is X-ing. Is it? I don't know. I got nothing.
All right, the NFL Network continues to do their, you know, top players in the NFL voted on by the NFL.
Okay.
And Jared Goff is a certain number. What number do you think Jared Goff is?
We're doing top 100. Jared Goff is 19.
15.
Okay.
Jared Goff, so there he is the top fit. So do you agree with that? Jared Goff, top 15 player in all of the NFL. It doesn't matter if you agree with it or not because the players voted on it, but would you have thought that Jared Goff would be ranked that high?
I mean, I just picked him at 19, so it's not far off from where I thought. You know, honestly, I'm okay with it. It's probably a little bit higher. If I like sat here and I really ran down, I probably would have him probably closer to like 25. But I also understand Jared Goff's kind of a player's dude. Like the guy seemed to love him. So I'm not shocked.
So is the crowd. I mean, chanting Jared Goff. Who thought that would ever happen? So
I mean, look, when the move got made to send him to Detroit Rock City, when that move got made, he was, I think, because of the way that he got cast off in Los Angeles, I think he showed up in Detroit Rock City kind of already a fan favorite because it was such a underdog, come from behind, nobody thinks you can do it, go do it kind of guy. And I think that he embraced that. I think they embraced that.
All right, the next thing that's X-ing is Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter X-ing because there were concerns due to some bang-em-up injuries in the final preseason game that Travis Hunter may not be available week one. But yesterday, Liam Cohen and Travis Hunter both said that he fully expects to be available out there helping the Jacksonville Jaguars in their run to the 2025 AFC Southern Division Championship.
That's all well and good, but the main reason why he is trending is because he and his wife just welcomed in a baby boy.
Oh, good for them. Good for them. It got overshadowed by Travis and Kelsey and Taylor.
So the next player to come along and play on both sides of the ball has been born.
There we go.
And finally, the last thing that's X-ing is game day.
Ladies and gentlemen, two reasons. Number one, because this Saturday morning is Lee Corso's final college game day. And I have to tell you, I have been trying for like 4 days to prepare myself emotionally for what I think is going to be an emotional farewell to Lee Corso. You know why else game day is trending? Because today is game day. College football kicking off at 5:30 today with Boise State at USF. Not a sexy slate of games, but I'll take ugly games over no games at all. It's called a slump buster, people. Lean into it. Speaking of days, have yourself a good one. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. Enjoy college football Thursday. When we come back tomorrow, we'll talk about college football Friday. And college football Saturday, behind enemy lines, Adam Epstein from Charlottesville, Virginia, talks Hokies Gamecocks. Matt Muscana joins us from ESPN Baton Rouge. We'll talk about Clemson LSU and all the other games taking place on Saturday. Have a good day. See you back here tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. Later!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.